Jesus loves me. This I know. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus, he loves me and you. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me today and he loves you today. Why? The Bible tells me so. Amen. It ain't about our feelings. Amen. Praise God. Our feelings, our emotions, they fickle. They're just like a sine wave, up and down, up and down, up and down. Amen. Praise God. But I thank God that his word is a foundation. You know, he had a parable in the Bible, in the Gospels. Amen. This parable was about the one man who built his house on the rock and the other one that built his house on sinking sand. Praise God. And if you go in, and if you get the gist of that parable, what he was saying there was the only difference between the two men, they both heard the word of God. They heard exactly what the Lord said. But one did what the Lord said and the other one didn't. The one who did it, his house withstood the test. The one who didn't, the flood took him out. Amen. So what are you trying to say, Pastor Clemens? Faith without works is dead. You can take this whole Bible right here, ingest all of that, know it front, back, forward, upside down, from the bottom up. Amen. I don't care how you know it. If you never step out and use it, guess what? It's a dead letter. Amen. But when we come into a place that we read it and we understand it, amen. Heard the brother speaking about the song a few minutes ago, amen. He cut off in the middle of the song because he's right. A lot of times we just call words. The words don't mean anything. Those words have to take on power. Because Jesus was the word made flesh. Amen. I had a young lady down in the jail. I minister down there every Tuesday night. Praise God. And I was telling them how they need to get into the scripture and start beginning to read so they can know what the word of God is speaking to them and about them and who they are and what they have. And the next week I came back and she said, oh my goodness. She said, Pastor, it was really good. I read 15 chapters. I said, oh man. I said, tell me what you read. She said, I didn't understand it. I don't know what it was saying. I said, listen. She wasn't reading, she was just calling words. Amen. Praise God. If you get to a word and you don't understand what it means, go to a dictionary, find out what the word means so you can find out what the author is trying to speak to you. Amen. Praise God. And when we take time to read, to study, and to meditate on this word, it brings change in us. Amen. Now, the change ain't automatic. We have to have a heart and a mind to do the word. Now, Romans 12, and my sisters already know it's one of my favorite scriptures. Praise God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. This is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to the world. Don't let the world form you. He said, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, how are you going to renew your mind? You get in this. You begin to read. Amen. You say, well, you know, I just don't read too good. Hey, go to the dollar store. Get you a cassette. Amen. With the Bible on it. Begin to listen to it. Amen. Praise God. And if you can't understand it from there, amen, get you a dictionary. They got dictionaries now that you can go to them and say, well, tell me what this word means. And guess what? It'll pull it up. And it'll tell you. Praise God. Listen, where there's a will, there's a way. Because when my dad told me to go out and dig the post holes and put the fence up, I didn't know much about fence building. But you know what? Before I got on, I knew a whole lot about fence building. Because if you didn't have the willy back then, they put the willy on you. It's called a willow switch. Amen. Praise God. Everybody worked, and I started working early in life. Amen. Praise God. I was working all day when I was about 9 years old. But you know what? That didn't hurt me. In fact, it was a good thing. Praise God. taught me responsibility, taught me what a man needs to be doing, amen, when he gets of age. Praise God. We got so many kids today, all they're doing is this. So you need to snatch them things out of their hands, amen, and put a hoe handle in their hand and say, there's the garden, get the weeds. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to come to you with a word tonight. I believe the Lord has given me. Amen. And if I could use a title, No Faith Without Confession. Now, in Romans 12 and 11, he says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You see, when the testimony of Jesus becomes my testimony, amen, and I begin to speak it in faith, guess what? That issue that I speak to is getting ready to change. Amen. The word of God is true. The word of God is more stable than what this building is sitting on, anything out in the parking lot. Amen. The word of God is more powerful and more settled and more stable than anything else we know. Because Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word, word with God, and the word was God. Not the word was God. How do we get any bigger than that? We don't. Amen. Well, you know, I read that word, but I don't know whether I can believe it. Now, let me tell you something. You can believe it. If it came out of the Bible, I didn't have to look at it. If it came out of that, you can believe it. If it's in context now, we can't take things out of context. Amen? Praise God. Revelations 12 and 11, he says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What's my testimony today? Here it is right here. This is my testimony. The testimony of Jesus has become my testimony. Amen. We think that we're in this thing by ourselves. You're not. In fact, in the book of Philippians, what is it? I think it's the second chapter, verses 10 and 12. He told us to work out your soul salvation through fear and with trembling. Because it said it's me on the inside of you. It's Jesus on the inside of you doing his pleasure to work his will through your life. Now see, it's not your will, it's his will. It's his work and it's his power. So what am I? I'm just in the way. That's all I got to do is put myself in the way. Like we did last Sunday, we put ourselves in the way for this brother right here. And guess what? God moved for him. And what is he looking for? He's looking for somebody who will stand in the gap. Amen. Praise God. In the book of Isaiah, he said he looked for one to stand in the gap, said he didn't find anybody. So he said, I'm going to send my son. So he sent his son down here, gave his life a ransom for us, brought us back into relationship with him. Adam and Eve lost it in the garden. But Jesus, the last Adam, brought it back to us. Ain't no more Adams coming, y'all. We got a lot of the Jewish people who are looking for Jesus to come again. Jesus ain't coming again. Jesus already didn't came. When he come back the next time, he's coming for all of us. Amen. I don't care whether he's Jew, Gentile, or anything in between. Amen. He's coming for you. Praise God. And there's only one way, amen, for us to go back with him. There's no other name under the heavens, Acts 4 and 12. There's no other name under the heavens whereby a man must be saved other than the name of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't go in that name, I'm sorry. He says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the door. Amen. Praise God. He's so low you can't go on him. He's so high you can't go on him. He's so wide you can't go around him. You got to come in at the door. Amen. Now you got Oprah on there teaching that there's 1,000 ways to get back to God. That's a lie. That's why we got to know what the scripture says. Amen. About being saved and coming back to God. You got a lot of junk on television, amen, that's skewing the minds. Amen. I spoke this morning at our church on strongholds. And strongholds is something small to get started here, and then something else will come along and water it and strengthen it a little more, and something else a little more, and something else a little more. Pretty soon, you got a blockage. Amen. But you got to deal with it. What is it? 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 4, he said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, imaginations, vain things that have come in here. Praise God. When Jesus came and we got saved, Our spirit was recreated after him. Our spirit is 100% Holy Ghost. But anything that we do has to come through our own soul, our own mind, with three parts, spirit, soul, and body. Spirit is just like Jesus. We got our own soul, which is a spiritual entity also. Amen. Praise God. But my soul or my own mind, will, and emotion has to be changed to the mind of Christ. And when that happens, guess what? We'll start doing the things that Jesus did. Listen, being saved was not just coming up here and saying a few words, amen, and accepting Christ, and then going back to our seats and sitting down. Amen. Did he save us if we asked him to come in? Yes, he did. But he said what? Go into my vineyard and work. He said, he didn't say go back and sit down. He said go to work. Praise God. That's it. And if we don't go to work, it must mean what? I didn't mean what I said when I came up here. Because I guarantee you, if I hire you to work for me for $60 a day, amen, and I say, well, this needs to be done today, amen, you'll earn your $60, and I come back, and you still sitting there looking at it, guess what? You ain't fixing to get $60. In fact, you're getting ready to go home. And I'll get somebody else to come. Amen. Thank God Jesus ain't that hard. Because if he had been that hard, amen, thank God he's a merciful God. You know why? A whole lot of us be in trouble. Praise God. It's time to move. It's start. Listen, he calls us sons. Romans 8 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. In the book of the Gospels, he said Jesus came unto his own, the Jews, but they didn't receive him. He said, but to as many as did receive him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. In 1 John, the 3rd chapter, in the 1st verse, he says, and now we are sons of God. Amen. He goes down just a couple more verses. He says it again. And now we are sons of God. And I don't know what I should be like. All I know is when Jesus returns, I'm going to be like him. And it's not going to be an automatic change when Jesus comes back. Amen. This is a growing way. I'm going to tell you something. If you ain't moving forward, you're going backwards. You don't get at a place and start floating. You don't get in that Holy Ghost rocking chair and rock yourself to sleep. Because you'll rock yourself right into hell. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. One of the reasons why faith doesn't work for us is because we're trying to work our own faith. Let me tell you something about your faith. It's like that sine wave. As soon as it looks too hard, guess what? Well, I can't do it. I can't do it. Well, what's the word say? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Amen. What did that leave out? We ought to be raising the dead. Amen. We ought to be raising the dead. We ought to tell cancer to get out of the house. Amen. And watch it go. I had a brother over in the hospital over at Cape Girardeau. I really didn't know him. But his girlfriend came to our church. So he got sick, had lung cancer. And she came to me and she said, Pastor, would you minister to my friend? He's an atheist and he doesn't know God. And she said, I'm afraid he may not be here very, very long. And she said, he's supposed to get out here in a couple of days and we'll come down to your church. And I said, where is he now? And she said, he's over at Cape. I said, I'll see you tonight. Amen. So I got in my car, drove over there, went in the room, introduced myself, asked the brother how he was doing. He said, I'm hurting so bad. He said, I can't stand it. He said, my lungs are on fire, smoking cigarettes. Amen. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I came over to minister to you. I said, but the first thing we're going to do is get rid of the pain. He said, well, they just brought me morphine. And he said, it doesn't even take the edge off anymore. So I took him by the hand. And in about, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds, I asked him, I said, what you got, brother? He said, oh, man. He said, I ain't had this much relief in days. I said, is all your pain gone? He said, and my body is gone. He said, but my lungs is on fire. I said, that's going too. Another 30 seconds, I said, what do you got? When I looked up, tears were just running down his face. And he looked at his girlfriend. He said, how did I miss it? He said, all these years. He said, how did I miss it? Amen. Praise God. And you know what? I said, brother, I said, I want to speak to you for a few minutes. Would that be okay? And he said, sure, go ahead. I preached to him Jesus for about 20 minutes. And after that 20 minutes, I said, are you ready to receive him as your Lord and Savior? And he said, yes, sir, I am. Led him in the sinner's prayer. Amen. Praise God. Brother accepted Christ. Hallelujah. And I was looking for him. I was looking for God to raise him completely up with that cancer. Even though he died a couple weeks later, his girlfriend, she called me. She said, you know what? She said, it was real. She said he was one of these biker guys. He had them skulls and stuff all over his arms and rode in a motorcycle gang. And she said his friends came over to visit him. And she said everyone that came in that room, he ministered to them about his miraculous conversion. Amen. Praise God. Reminded me of Samson. Samson dillied around, dilly-dallied, messed around, amen. And the last thing he did was avenge the ones who put his eyes out. Amen. Praise God. But he ministered to guys that wouldn't give me the time of day. Amen. Praise God. Listen, God's got somebody for everybody. And let me tell you how important you are to the body of Christ. I really can't put it in words as to how important you are. You know why? Because we're Jesus down here right now. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're his church. He's the head. We're the body. Amen. And the fullness, all in all, of him. We're the fullness, all in all, of him. Amen. In Isaiah 53, he said, Jesus was cut off after 3.5 days. And then they asked the question, who's going to proclaim his generation? Guess who's going to do that? You are. And I am. Amen. Now, he was here a literal 3.5 years. But guess what? These last 3.5 years is from the time he resurrected and went back to the Father until he comes back again. And guess who will be doing that? All of us. That's why we need to train our families, our children, our friends. I had a friend of mine, amen, he took his own life. He got sick, didn't know the Lord, so he shot himself. And they asked me if I would preach the funeral. I said, sure I will. And when I got up, I told him, I said, listen. I said, now I know all y'all thinking out there, well, he went straight to hell. Well, you don't know that. We can judge everything but each other. Amen. Concerning salvation. Because we don't know. Right. In them last few seconds, we don't know what happened. Amen. So he said, if you judge a judgment, you better judge it righteously. He said, because of what you judge, you shall be judged. Amen. If you're going to judge somebody, you better know what you're talking about. The best thing to do is leave that alone and pray for him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But his niece came up and she was standing in front of the coffin and she was just crying her eyes out. And the lady was trying to console her. And she said, I'm afraid for him. And I stood there for a minute. So I went over there and I said, listen, daughter, I said, I don't know where he's at. And you don't. And nobody in here does. But I said, you don't have to be concerned for him because he's where he's going to be. But I said, if you're so concerned about his situation, I say every brother, sister, friend, relative, anybody that you care about, tell them about who Jesus is. So when it comes to this point in time, they don't have to do that. And her tears just cut off. A smile came on her face. And she said, that's right. That's what truth will do. That's what truth will do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We were talking about confession. Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 1. For time's sake, I'm going to go ahead and read. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Let us consider him, who was faithful to him that appointed him, talking about God, as also Moses was faithful in all of his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who had builded the house have more honor than the house. Well, what house was he building? He was building the church. The Lord said he was building a house that wasn't made by hands. Amen. This is a spiritual building, and you're all a part of it. Amen. In 2 Peter, the first chapter, he begins to tell us about eating the sincere word of the milk. Amen. That we might grow thereby. Amen. Praise God. And when we look, you know, people say, well, maybe I'm an eye, maybe I'm a foot, or maybe. No, no, no. Listen, you're an extension of the body, not just one part. Amen. If I go out here in a situation going on, guess what? I can act as the body of Christ. Amen. I can act as Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. That's how important you are. Listen, you might be saving somebody's life. And see, real ministry is out there, brother. Anybody can preach to the choir. You get an amen, a hand clap, and but out there it's a different story. But don't be afraid. Who's protecting you? Jesus said, don't be afraid of the man who can just take your life. He said, you better be afraid of me. I can take your life, amen, and your soul in hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, for every house is built by some man, but that he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are who? We're his house if we what? Hold fast the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. If we hold fast our profession. Who am I? Oh, I am that son of God. Well, what's the son of God do? He heals the sick. He raises the dead. Gives sight to the blind. Hearing to the deaf. The things that Jesus did. Amen. We as sons supposed to be doing the same thing. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to Hebrews 4. Right next door. Starting at verse 9. He says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Listen, when I cease from doing my own thing and I begin to take on the things of God and do those things, guess what? I've stepped into the rest of God. When he says rest there, it didn't say go sit on a stump. That's not what that's talking about. When I rest in God, I rest in the fact that no matter where I am, what I'm doing, he's there with me. Amen. And when I speak to this issue, guess what? It's fixing to change. Amen. Resting in him. Why? It's his authority. It's his power. See, Jesus wrote us a blank check and he signed it. He says, this is for doing my works and my will. Amen. Praise God. He says, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Listen, the word of God is so powerful, we cannot even fathom in our mind how great it is. Amen. Praise God. He says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. You think you hiding? You ain't doing nothing but deceiving yourself. He said, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Listen, I don't care where you go, what you do. I don't care what you think. Amen. I don't care what you speak with your lips. Guess what? Jesus is there. Amen. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our what? And what's our profession? His word. Amen. For if we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, amen, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. You don't go to the throne of grace and say, oh, now, Lord, you know, I tried to do the best I could. And now, if you don't do this, I'll understand. No, that listen, go boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, you said. Amen. You said. And I'm speaking to this issue. And I'm telling it to go now. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Boldly go. Amen. Don't go there tripping and dipping. Amen. Go in strength. Go in the power of the Spirit and watch God move on your behalf. Amen. We were up in Canada and we had already preached and they brought a young boy up there and they said, well, the doctors say he's bipolar and he wants prayer. So they brought him up there. I anointed him with oil. I laid hands on him. When I did that, his eyes rolled back in his head. All you could see was white. His mouth twisted. And he started growling like a dog. You know what that was for? To scare me. That was to scare me. But you know what happened? There was a divine indignation that rose up in me. And I said, you dirty, foul spirit, if you don't get out of here right now in Jesus' name. And as soon as I said that, guess what? His eyes rolled back down. His mouth twisted right. Smile came on his face. And you know what he said? Thank God he's gone. He knew he had something. He knew he had something. But guess what? He ain't got it now. See, doctors is trying to do things with medicine that they can't do. You ain't going to medicate no spirit out. If you don't cast that boy out, he ain't going nowhere. And they can hide. I've been around people that had two or three of them in them. One would come out and the rest of them would go dormant. But you keep working. Because you know what? They can't deal with the power of Christ. And when you speak it in faith, he got to go. He got to go. We had a girl come down to my church one day and she was so drunk, I don't even know how she made it down there. And she came, she walked in the door, and she just started spinning around like this, screaming. I was teaching the adult class, and my sister here was teaching the children's class. So I stopped teaching, and I walked back to where she was, and I touched on the arm. When I touched on the arm, she started running. Well, my sister saw her ran, so she got over and stood in the aisle, amen, so she couldn't pass her. So she walked up to my sister and stopped. Well, then I eased in behind her then, and I put my hands on her, and I said, you foul spirit in Jesus' name, leave her. As soon as I said that, she hit the floor. She was down there, what, 4 or 5 minutes? She was down there a long time. Praise God. But you know what? When she got up, she wasn't drunk anymore. And I asked her, I said, how you doing? She said, well, I'm doing pretty good now. I said, come on back here, let's talk. And my sister started to go back to that class. I said, no. I said, you come on here. I said, the devil's a lie. Amen. I wasn't going back there with her by myself. Hey, ain't no need of being foolish. Amen. I know a lot of the tactics of the devil, and he'll use every opportunity that he can. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews 10. And y'all notice I use a lot of scripture, but that's what it's about. Amen. Praise God. It's the word of God that brings change. Hebrews 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. What pure water? The water of the word. Amen. Listen, the water out of the creek ain't going to wash nothing off. That's spiritual. It might wash a little outward dirt off. Amen. But what's in the heart? Amen. It'll take the washing of the water of the word. Amen. Then let us hold fast what? The profession of our faith without wavering. Now, in the book of James, he says, now, if a man waver, he says, just like a wave of the sea. He said, and don't expect to receive anything. You got to know that you 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 know you got the goods. And that you have authority and power to use it. Amen. 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 Praise God. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Now, there's a lot of provocation going on, but most of the time it ain't to love and good works, is it? Somebody's provoking somebody to do something. Amen. To hurt somebody. But we of Christ, we need to provoke one another unto love and to do those things, amen, that are pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Listen, we need to have a time where we all come together. Amen. Amen. Listen, you need me, and I need you. Amen. You know, I was talking to a guy one day, and he said, well, I'd go to church. He said, but I want to come in and sit in the back, and I just want them to leave me the heck alone. I said, no. I said, that's not Jesus. Amen. We're there for each other. We're there to lift each other up. Amen. We're part of the same body. Listen, I don't care what name you got over the door. Amen. Even if you had the first church of the devil, you think I wouldn't go in there and preach Jesus? I most certainly will. Amen. And wouldn't be scared to do it. My dad is the baddest thing on the block. Now, if you want to deal with him, go ahead. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. In verse 30, letting us know who we are. He said, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, talking about us, who of God is made unto us, all of us, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He's made unto all of us those four things. Amen. Well, I just don't have wisdom. Yes, you do. I'm just not right. Yes, you are. Listen, you know, people think you get righteousness because you did everything right. Well, let me tell you something. If that was the criteria, we'd all go to hell. Amen. Because he said our righteousness is as filthy rags in his sight. And it was a really filthy rag, too. He wasn't just playing. Amen. He says that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the what? The testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. That's where we are, knowing him, Jesus Christ, and him crucified. I had a lady ask me one time, she said, you done went to about 8 or 9 different denominations preaching. How do you get all those messages for these different churches? Same message. Same message. If they can't hear Jesus, yeah, it's time for me to go home. Amen. Heard T.D. Jakes say one time, he said, if the word of God kill a man, he said, let him die. Amen? Amen. But I came here to preach the word tonight. Amen. And I'm not afraid to preach the word. And I'm not here to step on anybody's toes. Amen. But I am here for you to hear the truth. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Make you free. Amen. Praise God. And I'm sure I'm not preaching anything that's new to you. I know this brother, and I'm sure he's preaching some of the same stuff. But you know what? It's funny how a different person can come in and all of a sudden they get a heavy revy. Man, that brother. Well, your pastor been preaching it for 10 years. He knows what I'm talking about. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the brother back there, Jack Shepherd, yeah. he's got an ear full of who I am and what I'm about. Just about every time I come over there, I'm preaching about something. Amen. Why? What's a preacher do? He preaches. Amen. I don't need the platform. I got a platform. A big blue tent. We all have that. Isaiah 53 and 1. Whose report are we going to believe? If I'm going with his testimony, whose report am I going to believe? Am I going to believe what the doctor says? And the doctor may be true in saying what he says, but guess what? Truth trumps what the doctor says every time. Amen. So we don't give up. We go for it. We come boldly before that throne. Amen. Praise God. You know, I was praying one day and the Lord said, let me tell you something. He said, you quit asking me to do stuff. I said, what's up, God? He said, you don't come telling me about your situations. He said, go tell your situation about me. All right. Amen. Why? I got a blank check. Jesus' name is on it. He said, now you can act in my stead right here. He said, we're ambassadors. We're ambassadors for Christ. What's an ambassador? It's one who has authority, who goes into a strange country. Amen. And he acts on behalf, amen, of the one that sent him. We're ambassadors, y'all. Amen. I don't go out there, Lord, We got a bad case here. Do you think I can do this? Now he'll snatch that phone out of my hand. He said, I made you an ambassador. I gave you authority. I gave you power. Use it. See, that's why we want to get the word of God in us. Amen. So when I look at a situation, I'll see it just like Jesus sees it. See, people think, well, you got to be led by the Spirit. Wait a minute. That is not what God is looking for. I thank God for my daddy because he taught me. Amen. 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 And when I go in the field and something breaks, I don't just look at it and go run for him. No, no, no. I start taking that thing apart. If I can fix it out there, I fix it. And then we move on. If I can't fix it, I go as far as I can go. And then we go get whatever's needed. Amen. Praise God. He might not know about it until that night. See, he didn't bring me to maturity. And every time I want to buy a new car, amen, me and my wife and kids living together, I go down to my daddy's house. Well, daddy, you think I ought to buy this car right here? I looked at it, but I don't know. You think? Listen, should I get Ivory soap or should I get Castile? No. No, no, no. He wants you to come to a place of maturity that what? You think like him, you act like him, you walk like him, and guess when the world sees you, guess who they see? Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. In the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 9th verse, says, "But it is as written, I have not seen your ear heard, nor have entered into the hearts of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Now, a lot of people, that's an Old Testament scripture. A lot of people read that scripture and that's where they'll stop. But that's not scripture now. Listen. "But God, who hath revealed them what? The things." Amen. Right. Amen. "Hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of God of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are" what? "Freely given to us of God." When we start knowing what is freely given unto us. Amen. What is it? Philemon 6. Where it says the here, let me turn there. I don't want to misquote it. I want you to hear that. It's important. Titus, Philemon 6. "That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ." When we start acknowledging who we are, what we have in him, the authority and the power that we have, amen, praise God. And things change when we begin to speak about it. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 55 and 11, he says, "The word, what the word sets out to do, it will accomplish." Amen. And it's through who? It's through us, his body. That's why he told his disciples, he said, "Behooves me to go." He said, "Because if I don't go, he said, the paraclete won't come." He said, "But if I go," he said, "I'm going to send the Holy Spirit in my name, and he'll lead, guide, and direct you into all truth." What's all truth? This is all truth right here. Amen. Praise God. God has a plan for all our lives. Amen. Confession is a daily thing. Did you hear me? Confession is a daily thing. We ought to get up every morning and make confessions. Amen. "I am a son of God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper." Amen. "And if anything shall bring a railing accusation against me," he said, "I'll condemn them in the judgment." Amen. Praise God. "I will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." Listen, the more word we can get into us and the more we begin to confess it, praise God. When you learned your timetables, did you just go there and look at the timetables and say, "One time one is one, two times two is two, three times three is three, four times four is four"? No. You went over it and over it and over it and over it until what? They could ask you anything. Three times four is 12. Four times four is 16. 10 times 10 is 100. 12 times 12, 144. Amen. Praise God. I learned them back when I was 8 years old. Amen. Guess what? Still got them. Praise God. Why? Made an imprint up here, amen, that nothing was able to push away. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word of God is the same. Amen. You know, people say, "Well, would you come over and pray for me?" Listen, I don't go to pray for folk no more. Did you hear me? I don't go to pray for them. I go to deliver what they need. Did you hear me? That's why the other night when we came up here with him. Did I pray, brother? How did I pray? I just took him by the hand. said, I'm gonna release Jesus. Amen. Why? Because I got him. And I know I got him. And guess what? When I go to lay hands on somebody, I'm expecting a change. When Jesus went to deal with people, how long a prayer did he pray? He's our example, isn't he? Peter said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come on the water. Come. Oh, Lord, open the heavens. Let Peter walk on the water. Give him the... Mm-mm. He didn't go into that. No, he said, come. Listen, I found out that the least amount I say, the better off I am. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, even in words of wisdom and words of knowledge, we don't have to talk for 3 hours. Deal with the issues that's there. We had a girl came in one time. She's a member down there. And she came in and she rushed up right after Sunday school. And she said, Pastor, I'm hurting. I'm hurting all over. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm hurting bad. So I said, no problem. We'll take care of that. I laid hands on her. Amen. She said, and I said, how's that? She said, got worse. It got worse. And I said, uh-huh. That's a spirit. Well, I started to lay hands on her and cast the spirit out. And the Lord said, ask her what kind of music she'd been listening to. Y'all remember that? Praise God. And she said, well, I broke down. I listened to some of that old messed up rap music. And I said, you know better than that. I said, we've taught you better than that. And you know what? I laid hands on her and I said, you foul spirit that has tried to overtake her, go now. And you know what happened? All her pain left just that quick. Just that quick. A word of knowledge. Amen. Allowed us to see what we were dealing with. We spoke to that issue. Guess what? It's gone. Amen. And I tell you these things. These are testimonies. But guess what? It ain't because of me. Because you've got the same thing. You've got it. But you got to exercise it and you got to use it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the book of Proverbs, it says the word, the Spirit is speaking to us continually. God is speaking to us all the time. Amen. Because some of the things that I've told you tonight, they came by an unction of the Spirit. It wasn't something that I studied about. Amen. The Lord said, here, take this, give this to them. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Colossians 3, and we're going to end it there. I've been here for a while tonight. Colossians 3. 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And let's go to verse 16 and 17. He says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Amen. Amen. Confessions. Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident of this very thing, he who has begun a good work in me will see it to the coming of Christ. He who has begun a work in me, he's going to see it to the coming of Christ. Listen, Man, it's so much word in here concerning us, amen, and us being overcomers. And until we find out that we're overcomers in every situation, guess what? We'll be stepping in a hole all the time. Amen. Praise God. I hope somebody took some notes. Praise God. Go back and check me out. Don't just take my word for granted. Check me out. I tell my people all the time. I say, don't just listen to me for face value. I say, check me out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise.